This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're looking for us up on Facebook tonight, we are pushing it out on Fans of the Real Side radio show. Something like that. You'll find it. Come on, you'll have to find it. Don't worry about it. If you head over to the website, though, you'll be able to watch live, listen live, take the poll. So much there. You'll live chat room going on there as well. So, you think the Democrats would figure this out? Wait a minute, before I go that far, I want to go up to the website. I have these new shirts. It's hashtag stand. Now, there's a couple different versions of them. One is hashtag stand for America. One is hashtag stand to make America great. One is hashtag stand and for America. And it actually is printed over the resist sign. So depending on how you feel about this, but my point is we see these people everywhere, these resist people everywhere. You know this grassroots thing where they're all hanging out and they've got the resist shirts on and they're in total black and they have masks on? You know, because they're so transparent and open, they're so sold out for their cause. I'd like to know how many people on Make America Great Again, that you know, have the hats on and what have you, how many of them have masked their faces, refused to let you know who they are? See, that's why I said, I'm sorry. Some of you are not going to agree with this, but you're nothing more than a coward. If you're on the resist side, and you're covering your face, and you won't let people know who you are, and you're making all this noise, and you're one of those people that got caught with their backpacks that had, you know, bricks and sharp objects, yeah, you're just a coward and a thug. You actually are not helping your cause at all. You might make yourself feel good, because you think you're tough. You know, you got that thing on your face, you're tough, because you're covered, and you got the shirt on, you got your buddies around you, so you're really tough. And the Democrats, instead of helping, you know, to take care of the economy, to take care of the jobs, to work on a medical bill, a real health care bill that will actually help everybody, because, you know, you can scream all day long that ACA is going to do fine. The real numbers show they're not going to do fine. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you could just stop and be an American for a moment instead of a party pawn, it's not going to work. And the new one that the Republicans are putting forward also has trouble. And here's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. When Democrats were putting together the ACA bill, nothing in there was bad. Nothing. Everything was good, and it was perfect, and everybody got behind it. And it didn't matter what was in there, who it hurt and who it didn't hurt. You guys were behind it because, hey, you got to do what the party says. Now, you got Republicans in there now, and like me and others, they're saying, whoa, 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 yeah, we need to replace the old one, but what the heck is this mess you're handing out? It's got a lot of good stuff in it, but it's got a lot of problems as well. Get the problems fixed. Nobody wants to work out major issues later on. It's not right. So instead of working on all this stuff to get it fixed, instead of working on foreign policy, what are the Dems doing? They're spinning stories. They're making up stories. They're posting and tweeting fake truths that are coming off the internet that we're finding out a day or two later that the stories were false to begin with. Right? Now they're in a panic because there is no Russian collusion. Trump or his team, no Russian collusion. Not one agency has come out and said that there was collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign to hand him the win. Not one. Did the Russians hack our hack our elections? No, they didn't hack any voting machines. Let's just be clear about that. But how long has this been going on? Not 2016. This has gone back for decades. This is nothing new, people. Nearly 200 Democrat members of Congress, though, you know, because this is important. This is the most important thing we have going on right now. Nearly 200 Democratic members of Congress filed a lawsuit on Wednesday accusing President Trump of violating the Constitution by profiting from business dealings with foreign governments. Now, I wonder if the same group filed lawsuits against President Obama when he received all this money from foreign governments for his campaign. Couldn't tell you where they came from, wouldn't come up with the paperwork, blew it off because, you know, the AG's not going to do anything about it, and the Republicans had no control. But you guys were fine. You were silent with that. You had no problem that he brought in, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars from overseas. But you're good with that. This is why. This is exactly why even guys, I'm considered a moderate in my party, even those guys that are moderate, like me, look at this stuff and say, well, you know, both sides do it or whatever. This is why you hold no water. You have no credibility because you only yell about it when the other side does it. When your side does it, it's just, it's real, and it's the work of God. You freaks. The plaintiffs believe to be the most members of Congress to ever sue a sitting president contend that Mr. Trump has ignored a constitutional clause that prohibits federal officials from accepting gifts or emoluments from foreign powers without congressional approval. It's the third time such a lawsuit against Mr. Trump on the same issue since he's become president, part of the coordinated effort by the... They're going to keep poking away at this. They're going to try to find a judge to take it. You know how it goes. They're not going to stop. And they're wasting your tax money because he's protected by the tax dollars, the taxpayers, right? I'm going to force him to reveal his business entanglements and either sell off his holdings or put them in a blind trust. Well, he's already done that with most of his stuff. Now, like the previous two federal lawsuits, this one filed in federal court in Washington accuses Mr. Trump of illegally profiting from his business in a variety of ways. That man is a multi-billionaire. How much more do you think he needs to make? Including collecting payments from foreign diplomats who stay in his hotels and accept... Oh, here we go. This, I know about these two issues. These are so twisted, spun. This is like a pretzel fact. You have to twist it into a pretzel before you can almost have it make sense. Look these two things up on your own. So every time a foreign diplomat spends a night at a Trump hotel, I guess he's getting money for that. I don't know, what is it, like 31 cents by the time it's all done? I'm Joe Senior host, Dale Bellis joins us after the break. We're going to be talking about the healthcare system, the new healthcare system, how it affects you, what you need to do with it, what you need to know about it. I'm Joe Senior host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far, I got a lot more coming up after the break. Stay with us. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Dale Bellis joins me. He's the CEO of Liberty Health Share. And we've got a lot to talk about with Dale Bellis. Yeah, you go ahead and say that three times fast. Dale, based on what's going on at the Congress and at the Senate this morning. Dale, thanks for being with me.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be here, and you're a great American, my friend. Thank you for the opportunity to chat.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Okay, first of all, before we get into the real meat of things, explain what health share is, because I know the people sitting there scratching their heads going, huh, what?
We are a nationwide nonprofit association of men, women, families who gather around a common cause, and that is paying each other's medical bills. And we do that without the aid of an insurance company or the government on the basis of mutual assistance and mutual aid. We share in each other's costs so that my money every month goes to another member who has medical expenses, and then should I have costs, those same members are there to share in my expenses. It's voluntary and cooperative, just a systematic way to meet healthcare costs unrelated to and apart from insurance.
You know, Dale, some people have never heard of this before, and they're like, is it on the up and up? Is it covered? Is it? Do I still get the penalty and the fine under the ACA? It's something recognized by the government, correct?
Excellent question, Joe. It is indeed. We experience and enjoy an exemption under the existing health care law, which is the Affordable Care Act. Built into it is a recognition that there's an entire community of people who are engaged in health care sharing ministries. And there's a whole section that defines what that is, what the guidelines are for being a recognized healthcare sharing ministry, the members of which are then exempt from the requirements to have insurance or suffer a fine. So exempt from that requirement, and secondly, exempt from the mandates. And that's a big deal, frankly, because we've seen so much confusion and turmoil since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, especially to people of conscience, religious values and beliefs, faith-based groups who have struggled with and then many times had to go to court to enforce their conscience rights having to do with the ACA. We've enjoyed that exemption from day one, and our money just doesn't support those conscience-busting treatments that have been so bothersome to other groups.
I heard that word ministries. That means this is only for religious people, right? I mean, that's all they can take advantage of this?
We are without a doubt faith-based and make ourselves available to any and all who will join with us on our Christian-based values of how to assist each other and meet each other's healthcare costs. We're not the religious police. We don't ask how many times you go to church or what your doctrinal statement is. But if you identify with us, we welcome you to come join us.
So, and again, it's just, you know how I like to be real here on the real side. So if an atheist calls you and says, look, I don't care what you believe or anything. I love what you guys are doing. I want to be part of this program. Where do I sign up? Not an issue, right?
Well, it would be, frankly.
Okay.
Because we are faith-based. An acceptance, I would say, of our shared beliefs.
Okay.
Which, on its face, says our kind of like, I think you may have heard this before, that our rights and liberties come from God and not from men.
Right.
that's our first stated value. And so it'd be somewhat difficult for an atheist to deny the fact that our rights and liberties come from God.
I just didn't know. If somebody called and said, look, I appreciate you guys believe in God, but I like what you guys are doing, and I'd love to be a part of it.
That's a worthwhile inquiry.
Perfect.
It would just be difficult for an atheist to join us.
Okay. Hey, easy enough. All right, so let's get to regulation, okay? I mean, I know that there is a difference. First of all, you're not an insurance company, correct?
That is correct. And here's basically the distinction. Insurance is a contract of indemnity where funds are pooled out of which those who are entitled to that particular amount of money, their risks are then met, and there's a promise to pay based upon that contract. We do something totally different. We don't pool our money. We just simply direct our members' contribution, which we call a monthly share amount, directly to one another. And so it is person to person, member to member, cost sharing, and we do so based upon our motivation to use our resources to help another member whenever they're in need.
So, Dale, you know, for the average person out there listening right now and thinking, well, you know, this sounds good, but who do you have any regulation on you? How do I know I'm getting a fair shake? I mean, and who do I complain to if I feel like you won't pay for something or share in my fees?
Boy, do I appreciate that question, because there's basically three agencies that have oversight over who and what we are and what we do. Number one's the IRS, because we're a nonprofit and we have to comply with and be responsive to those regulations. Secondly, in each state, there are two agencies that oversee us. One is the Attorney General's office, which on a state-by-state basis oversees nonprofit activity. And the third are departments of insurance. We have to operate in such a way so as to not violate our standards of not doing the business of insurance. The departments of insurance check us out, make sure we're operating appropriately, and if there is a complaint, it would go to the Attorney General's office in each state.
Wow. So that interesting enough that the Insurance Commission kind of oversees you to make sure you're not claiming to be acting like doing business as an insurance company.
Precisely so, and we welcome that oversight and have discussions with departments of insurance frequently in a variety. As we may know, insurance is regulated on a state-by-state basis, and so we have 50 overseers, and we're glad for it.
Yeah, it's a very confusing thing to most people. It's a very serious thing to most people, as you're seeing today at the town halls and other places where people really want to make sure they have some kind of, you know, of health care coverage or a way to take care of themselves. And I think that we've been so, I don't want to say brainwashed, it's really not the word I want to use, but we've been so pushed into believing that the only way to do this is with the traditional, you know, health care insurance, paying the health care premiums, going to the doctors on the list. And I want to talk about that on the other side of the break. So don't go away. You can heat up your coffee, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And, yes, you'll have enough time to heat up your coffee and come on back. I got a lot. We have a lot we want to talk about on the other side of the break. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, one with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics. They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want to welcome back Dale Bellis. He's the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. And, Dale, I always get so much information from Dale. And I poke him a little on the politics side of things, but always appreciate his time with me. Dale, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not really asking you to get political or poke at a certain issue here, but I got to tell you something. I believe that there are problems with the ACI. I believe it's going to run out of money. I believe it's going to run out of insurers. I really believe all of that. And I think that the current legislators are trying, you know, part of it is that they want to bring their own legislation in and go, you know, nah, we did better than you. I mean, I get all of that. But I'm concerned that they're going to leave out companies like yours. I'm concerned that they're really not looking at the big picture. Give us an overview of where you're at right now, or where health sharing is at in the current congressional bill, and where the Senate is making some inroads, maybe.
Yes, it is being obviously considered in the Senate, with the Senate Finance Committee being the primary source of all that discussion. With Senator Hatch and those that are in that committee, we have voiced our concerns to the Senate regarding two things, really, as it relates to healthcare sharing. Number one, just be sure, if you would please, to the Senate, extend the exemption that we currently experience under the ACA. Just make reference to that if you're going to impose new mandates, number one. And number two, if you're considering, and they are, the expansion of HSAs, which I think is a powerful consumer tool for managing healthcare and healthcare costs, please expand that to include healthcare sharing members. What I'm really encouraged about, Joe, is the Hatch bill, as it currently stands, is a universal expansion of HSAs. Whether that'll survive or not, I don't know. But what that means is they have decoupled HSAs from the insurance requirement, which it currently has. You must have a high deductible insurance plan. We're not insurance, don't want to be, but want to take advantage of that method for meeting healthcare costs. If they do that, and it survives, they decouple it from the insurance requirement. It means that any American everywhere, regardless of their status, can use an HSA, whether they want to pay for all their healthcare costs themselves, be a part of the insurance world or healthcare sharing. It doesn't matter. It gives multiple maximum freedom to Americans, and man, do I like that idea.
Hey, there's no swearing on this show. You can't use words like freedom and liberty and all of that stuff. God forbid you have a right to decide what kind of healthcare you want for your own body and who you want to go see and oh, my God.
Yeah, watch out. That gets real radical, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, you know, you and I were kind of talking during the break about how emotional this issue is, and especially for, you know, parents with kids. And, you know, it's already a scary thing to go to the hospital with regular, quote-unquote, insurance because you don't know what they're going to cover, what your deductible is, how much it's going to cost you. And then you're left up to a board or some committee or some, frankly, some, you know, somebody at the executive level deciding, yeah, you know, I don't know. We're not going to give a liver to that guy. Or to that heart operation for that young kid. This is nothing like that. I mean, this health sharing, there isn't a group of bureaucrats sitting in a room going, yes, no, yes, right? I mean, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, we are all self-pay patients. Now, that may be scary to some, but we've dropped out of the health insurance paradigm and model and instead are self-pay patients. We show up at a hospital. We're responsible for our care as well as for our costs. We just simply choose to share those expenses in community with one another on a voluntary, cooperative basis. And so that gives us maximum choices at the counter because it affects our pocket and the pockets of our fellow members. We're making healthcare consumer decisions that minimize expense but maximize care. And so we're in the driver's seat, each one of us, regarding our care. And you're exactly right. It's a different paradigm. It's a whole different model for meeting healthcare costs. And we do it because we are mutually committed to one another to stand at the moments of those medical expense crisis and share those costs.
Yeah, I lost my mind here. There's a doctor.
Are you talking about Elena George?
Elena possibly? George, that was it. Okay, sorry about that. No, I mean, I was, one of the things that we kept hammering on when I had her on the show is the amount of time that she gets to spend with her patients when you use a you know, Liberty Health Share and you know, a health sharing program. She gets to, you know, because the patient calls the shots. She gets to sit there and discuss, and they get to talk about the real issues that the patient is going through so they can come up with some real solutions.
Because we have reestablished that patient-doctor relationship,
yes,
that has gotten lost in the bureaucracy. And that's really that's what we're addressing, is not only the price and the cost of the care of our health, but the access to a doctor that allows us to really engage in that level of discussion and participate with a healthcare professional as our guide and as our advisor. That's what makes healthcare both affordable and accessible. It's not about the debate as to whether everybody should have insurance or not. To me, that's a misnomer and it's a red herring. That's not the issue.
Nope.
The issue is, how do I access care and how do I determine its affordability on the basis of what's in my best interests in accessing health care? That should be the debate.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back to what I was doing with her. What we were talking about is how we have been programmed since we were on the pacifier that whatever the doctor says, you do. You have to go to the doctor, and anything and everything he says, like you have no control over how you want your body taken care of. And it's that mindset. I'm an older guy. I've been told, you know, all those years, when I go to the doctor, my first response still, even though guys like you, give me information, my first response still is, okay, got to go take my medication, instead of stopping and asking the right questions as to, you know, why am I taking this? Hey, can we spend some more time together? Most of those doctors under ACA and other programs like that, they have to see so many patients a day. They have to push
the average is 2 minutes.
Oh, whoa.
Right. The average time between a patient and their doctor is 2 minutes.
Wow.
And the system will fail under those kinds of guidelines. Happy to address it if we need to come back.
I do, because, you know, it's kind of like you're sitting here going, hi, my name is Joe Messina. Hi, I'm Dr. So-and-so. Here's your prescription. All right, time's up. Got to go.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously, it is one of those things where people don't realize that they're not getting the proper care they need to get. But it's not because the doctor doesn't want to provide it in most cases.
That's right.
He or she can't. They just don't have the time to do it. So, again, it's that whole mindset change, which was great. I actually had her on 1 hour, and then you guys were on the next, and it was perfect how it tied together. Because we really have to do, especially in a, I heard yesterday, we are the most obese country on the planet. I just heard that the other day, and I'm saying to myself, okay.
Sadly, it's true.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of you and your program, and I said, you know, we've talked about this a million times, where you've got a program, it costs a few bucks extra, but it's worth it, where you can actually get on the horn with a nutritionist, you can get on the horn with somebody who's you know, encouraging you and pushing you on and helping you get healthy, correct?
That's absolutely true. In fact, in America today, in epidemic proportions, are diseases that are based upon lifestyle. What we eat, how we sleep, the level of activity and exercise, et cetera. If we would simply change the way in which we engage in our lives, it would affect those diseases and in many cases reverse them. That's high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certainly obesity and smoking. Those are conditions that if we take a lifestyle change commitment and truly live by it, it will improve our health and well-being. And we're focused on that as a health conscious community.
Well, and it is, when we come back, we'll talk about this more, but it is one of those things where, and I keep telling people this, the insurance company, that lady on the other end of the phone, God bless her, she's looking through a book on, you have to do this, no, you're going to have to do that, no, the book says this. It's a whole different animal under a health share program like yours. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Really, sir. Heat up your coffee. It's okay. A couple cups a day, good for you. That's from Dr. Joe. We'll be right back.
Is this you? Are you happily engrossed in inconsequential cartoon trivia to the point that your socks can probably stand up by themselves?
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Now, you can do this. This is your exercise regime, probably for the week for some of you. All right, I'll let you dance for another, I don't know, 10 seconds or so, and get back in your chair. I want you to listen. Pay attention. And if you're in a car, no dancing, right? Just keep driving. I'm Joe with Senior Host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a few minutes to listen to the show every night. We've got Dale Bellis on the line with us. He's the CEO of Liberty Healthshare, and Dale, I always appreciate the time. I learn a lot when you're on with me, and I appreciate the time you're with me.
Well, that's so kind. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Joe. Thanks so much.
And, you know, I tell you during the breaks, but I don't talk about it. I do get emails after we talk, and they're on, obviously, you're on both sides of the aisle because people are skeptical. Again, it's what I said in the last segment where we have been so, and I don't want to use the word brainwashed because I don't mean it that way, but we have been so programmed since we've been little guys and little girls. You know, the doctor says this, and you got to do this, and, you know, you go in with grandma, you go in with mom, you're only in there for 5.5 seconds, and it's the norm, right? And, you know, thank God I have a doctor. I don't see him that often, but we know each other. And he does spend time with me when I go in there. And, you know, you talked about high blood pressure. You talked about things that we can do, easy things we can do. Well, I did it the hard way. You know, last year I lost like 30 pounds, and I had all kinds of little issues because I did it all the wrong way. And I went to the doctor, and he gave me a little smack upside the head and said, no, you got to do this, this, and this. And, you know, it's good that you lost the weight. But I tell you, my blood pressure went from like, you know, 142 over whatever. I'm now down to like 120 to 121. It doesn't take a whole bunch to make it happen. I want to lay this foundation for people. You go to your mechanic. You're paying good money to take your car to a mechanic. And you don't just sit there and go, oh, okay, if you say that's what I need, and that's what, you know, you, well, why do I need that? And I was in here just last time, and you told me it was this, and, you know, tell me why, and I want to see the parts when you're done. And you go into the doctor. You don't ask any of those questions. Part of it is because you feel rushed. The other part of it is you feel stupid. Like, you know, this is your body. You should feel comfortable asking those questions. I mean, what's your take on this?
Joe, I think words have meaning and consequence. If we think of ourselves as a patient, it communicates a sense of helplessness. I need a guide or someone to tell me what I should or should not do. I have to follow the advisor, and I'm subject to their direction. If I think of myself as a healthcare consumer, it changes my mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly now I have choices. I'm a consumer. Just exactly the analogy you used. If I go get my car repaired, I'm asking questions. I'm looking at the bill. I'm evaluating the service. I'm presented with choices and options. That's precisely the case and what we need in the arena of healthcare that will transform it overnight. If we think of ourselves as healthcare consumers, now I'm looking for advice and counsel. I'm presented with options and choices. I may follow the advice or not, but I'm the consumer, and that's what makes the mental switch from patient to healthcare consumer.
Yeah, it's funny. My wife, the first thought in her mind when a doctor situation comes up, and she always says the same thing, you know, if it's a big thing, go get a second opinion. I never think of that. I never think of, you know, going and talking to somebody else. It is my mechanic. It's the guy I trust. But she's right. You know, some things you want to have all the information you can get so you can make a decision. But we have been taught not to take the time to do that. Or
Joe, wouldn't our lives be better if we just listened to our wives?
Hey,
really?
She listens to the show. I can't agree to that.
Uh-oh,
are you crazy?
Look out. Yeah, that's. Well, I know my wife tells me that.
So. Yeah. No. I get it. So let me ask you. Let's go through the normal process. I sign up for the service. I'm paying my monthly, healthcare amount, and then I need to go to the doctor, or I need to go have my appendix out. I don't want to go that drastic, but how does the process work? Do I walk in here and say, hey, I'm with Liberty HealthShare, send them the bill, catch you later? I mean, how does this work?
Yeah, we are all, as I mentioned before, we're all self-pay patients, but out of convenience, we have an ID card. On the ID card, it says, we're a healthcare sharing ministry assisting one another on a voluntary, cooperative, charitable basis, but here's the basis on which your bill as a healthcare provider will be paid. Send the bill to this address, and they can submit it either electronically or by mail. We receive it here at Liberty HealthShare, process it according to our agreed upon guidelines that as members we've agreed as to the kinds of bills we'll share in. It goes into the member's online share box, their member account. They see the bill. They see what the provider has charged, what adjustments are made to it based upon our fair and reasonable reimbursement structure. And then we ask a sufficient number of members to participate in sharing that bill. And then we cut the check directly out of our online account to the doctor or hospital. And so it's all visible. It's all transparent to the member. And using our ID card, it just simply routes that billing for our members to then participate with each other.
Okay, this is too good to be true. So you must have must be a gazillion-dollar deductible on each incident that happens, right?
Well, again, our members decide on what level of assistance it gets burdensome, or at what point do we need assistance from one another. And they've just agreed $500 per person, up to a maximum of three for a family, $1,500 in a membership year. Anything above that, we start sharing it up to $1 million per incident.
Wow.
Whether that's a broken arm or a cancer case or a heart attack, it's $1 million per incident. And we're responsible out of our own pockets for that first $1,500 in the course of the year. and then the members participate to help meet that cost.
You know, I had a veteran on a couple of weeks back, and he's having a lung transplant, or double lung transplant, actually, that's being paid for by the VA, and they cover up to $1 million. That's the VA that's covering up to $1 million. So this is, you know, right in line. This is not abnormal. Actually, this is really good in the grand scheme of health care or health sharing. So,
that's really neat to know, Joe. I did not know that, so thanks for that bit of information.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are skeptical, and not just of your program. We're always, as humans, we're very skeptical of things that are out of what we perceive to be the norm.
Frankly, as we should be.
Yeah.
And it really depends upon our reputation in the marketplace and the basis on which we assist each other. And at this juncture, frankly, right now, we're sharing about $12 million of medical bills among our members every month.
Wow.
And so as a membership, we're paying each other's bills, and that's transpiring monthly. And so that's our current experience and track record, and we're just committed to giving that kind of not only the level of freedom to one another, but that level of participation as a community with each other.
Now, Del, everybody's concerned. You know, one of the biggest things you hear about in the town halls and everywhere else are, you know, pre-existing conditions. And, you know, under the health share programs, how are pre-existing conditions handled? Is it flat out no, no way, no how, or are there accommodations made?
It's somewhat similar to the way pre-existing conditions were dealt with prior to the ACA. And that is, we ask each incoming member to fill out a medical history questionnaire, and that medical history is reviewed for pre-existing conditions, which is a condition in the last 3 years that has had medication, symptoms, or treatment. And we handle it in a couple of different ways. One is, if it's just the routine kind of pre-existing condition, you're taking medication for cholesterol or, you know, any other typical pre-existing, we don't share in those things in the first year. The second and third years, up to 50,000 that condition that we'll share in, and then the fourth year and following is no longer pre-existing. That's number one. So people just need to be aware and think about, you know, is this suited for them? Number two, though, is the Health Track program that I mentioned earlier. Those chronic conditions, that 80%, frankly, of the pre-existing conditions that are submitted to us, we welcome those because we know the kind of impact lifestyle change will have on those diseases. We share in those costs, assign a health coach. It costs an additional $80 to help people achieve the goals they really want to achieve, but have never had the support system to get there. And that's what Health Track does.
You know, it's really funny you should say that, and I know you're not doling out medical information, neither am I, but I've got a very close friend of mine who actually went to two or three doctors for his diabetes, and one doctor just said, look, it's not a quote-unquote medical treatment, but here's what's been successful with people changing their diets and a few of their habits, and they've been able to get off of their insulin, and he was off his insulin within 8 months. And he said, Joe, I went
to... God bless that doctor. I want to go hug him.
Well, and you know...
Because
and
it's true.
Yeah, it is. He has to walk him out in the hallway and say, hey, this is not the norm. I can't tell you this is the right way to do it, but people have seen success doing this. And it was... I felt the same way you do. It's like a sin to go, really, you can't practice your medicine because the insurance company says this. That is just so wrong. Dale, we're up against the time. Tell people how they can find you, get more information, and read, people. It's your help. Read.
LibertyHealthShare.org. LibertyHealthShare.org is the best place to go. You can ask for free information. We call it a decision guide. Comes to your email or by mail, if you prefer. Talk to one of our trusted advisors in our contact center. There's a toll-free number there. Or just peruse, as you've just suggested, read the website. But LibertyHealthShare.org, that's the best place to get information.
Del, thank you so much for being with me today. I want to thank you for being with me today. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I got to tell you, we're going to be here the rest of the week. Hopefully you will be too. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?